Dr. David Green has been influential in treating neurological diseases such as Alzheimer's through stem cell therapy. The R3 stem cell is the silver lining of modern research and treatments for various conditions. No doubt, patients look for a long way to treat such diseases, especially in their later stages, as managing their symptoms to survive and process their body movements and responses to the environment becomes difficult. However, if appropriately researched, we know how stem cell therapy embarks on a revolution to treat fatal neurological diseases such as Alzheimer's and dementia. This podcast will guide you through the insidious results of how stem cells hold the potential to reverse brain damage. All about Alzheimer's and dementia that you need to know. Alzheimer's is a complex neurodegenerative disease caused by amyloid, a protein built up around the brain cells, affecting normal cellular and molecular activities of the brain. As a result, the patient tends to lose sense associated with the part of the brain that controls thought, language, reasoning skills, and memory in the beginning and, in moments, responds to the environment in the later stage. Dementia is a general term associated with the decline in mental ability, whereas Alzheimer's is a type of dementia that augments way before dementia does. There are three main types of Alzheimer's disease: early onset, late onset, and familial. Can stem cells cure Alzheimer's? Stem cell therapy provides a breakthrough treatment option for many AD patients. Stem cell therapy aids the Alzheimer's disease brain with the functions such as regulating the inflammation of brain cells, gene expression, synaptic neuroplasticity, and integrating microtubules and neuroprotective. Unfortunately, there is no permanent cure for Alzheimer's disease. However, medication and lifestyle changes with the appropriate care can significantly alleviate the symptoms and improve the quality of life, aiding the patient to perform daily tasks and activities with less pain and effort. In addition, stem cell treatment staunchly augments the idea of possible research treatments and clinical trials. Research validation and case studies are going on. Stem cells hold the potential to regenerate and develop specialized cells such as brain cells, cartilage, fat cells, and bone, replacing the damaged and diseased cells. Research suggests that mesenchymal stem cells can repair tissue damage and reduce inflammation in the brain cells. In addition, stem cell therapy upregulates neuroprotection, affecting the immunomodulatory and anti-inflammatory factors that benefit the Alzheimer's brain. Clinical trials and the future of Alzheimer's disease treatment. Clinical practices open the pathway to validate the safety and efficacy of stem cell treatment for the AD patient. Rigorous testing on the models and trials is the only option to determine stem cell treatment's safety and long-term impact. Such clinical trials are, on the one hand, associated with the practical testing of whether they stand helpful in reducing the symptoms with minor side effects. But on the other hand, the trials augment the foundation of the route of administration, optimizing and minimizing the dosage and timing of the MSC therapy to yield the best and most viable results. Where are stem cells injected into the brain at R3 stem cells? In 2015, during the first phase of a clinical trial, umbilical cord blood mesenchymal stem cells were injected into the hippocampus and anterior hippocampus. This method was the safest, without any adverse reactions, confirming the method's safety. Intravenous infusion of the cord blood MSC stem cell implantation is ideal. Conclusion. Alzheimer's disease can be improved by dwelling and harboring stem cell therapy research, which shows exciting results in clinical trials. Umbilical cord blood-derived MSC stem cells reduce inflammation and swelling and improve cognitive functioning by repairing damaged nerve cells in Alzheimer patients. Dr. David Green believes in delivering the best non-surgical, efficient treatment options for neurological diseases such as Alzheimer's and dementia at R3 stem cell. Thanks for the listening.